Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 2 to 3 on KGYM.
You know, who among us hasn't spent way too much money on fast food? Welcome in, Spencer on Sports. For a Friday, it is finally Friday, July 22nd of 2022. Through a 9-366-1600. I'll let you know what exactly that little quip was referring to coming up in just a bit. It has to do with a college football program that, is in some trouble. And some reporters out there doing the work that neither you nor I have the time for, and figuring out just exactly what they spent a bunch of money on that they probably shouldn't have. That's part of our conversation today as we kick off local programming here on KGYM on a sunny but warm and humid Friday afternoon in eastern Iowa. Welcome in, no matter where or how you're listening, on 1600 AM, 102.3 on the FM dial in the Cedar Rapids area, 106.3 in Iowa City, on the stream at KGYMradio.com, on the free-to-download app for your smartphone, also on your smart speaker as well, and in podcast form at KGYMradio.com or on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, no matter where or when you're listening. Thank you so much for joining us. Spencer Wagon, my name. Producer Ben is here as well. 319-366-1600, our talk or text line available to you here this afternoon. Poll question at KGYMradio.com has to do with baseball and one of the, biggest ticket trades that could possibly happen. Trade deadline coming up on the 2nd of August. And interesting reporting coming out from Bob Nightingale from the USA Today. Within the last 24 hours or so, he's come up with, at least per his sources, the 7 teams that have serious interest in acquiring the services of Nationals outfielder Juan Soto, home run derby champ, all-star, one of the brightest young stars in the game, and Bob Nightingale has his report, at least his reporting, based on sources who have told him there are 7 teams, it sounds like, that are seriously interested in Juan Soto. Of course, you could make the argument that everybody is interested in acquiring Juan Soto, but not everybody has the ability to bring in such an immense talent and a guy who commands a pretty big salary and live to tell about it. But our poll question today at KGYMradio.com has to do with those teams. And the question is as follows. Which team will land the services of Nationals outfielder Juan Soto? We gave you 5 options. There are 7 teams. We kind of whittled it down to some of the teams that made more sense. One kind of surprise team. And then we gave you the option of other, in case you wanted to choose that. But your options are Dodgers, Yankees, Mets, Cardinals, or other. Those are the 5 options you have. Again, which team do you think will land the services of Nationals outfielder Juan Soto? You can vote right now at KGYMradio.com. It's brought to you by our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement and Highway 1 West in Iowa City. We'll get into that story from Bob Nightingale coming up later on in the show. Also get to look at the baseball scoreboard. Baseball is back. We had some action yesterday, 2 doubleheaders, 2 singular games yesterday. Great one last night, Dodgers and Giants, always a rivalry to pay attention to in the baseball world. Of course, doesn't probably get as much attention from the bigger networks, the mothership ESPN, like Red Sox-Yankees, but Dodgers-Giants is going on. Had a good finish last night in that contest. We'll get you a recap of the scoreboard, look ahead to tonight's schedule as well. Talk about other baseball news and notes and some rumors surrounding the baseball world as the trade deadline, aside from Juan Soto, I should say, rumors aside from him, as the trade deadline does draw closer. But we will start with some college football talk. The SEC preseason poll is out. There's a rather interesting team that did get a first-place vote. We'll reveal that coming up in just a bit. But some breaking news from the University of Iowa. When it comes to ticket sales, we told you yesterday the Iowa football team announced its 3rd sellout of the 2022 season. You can make that 4 sellouts now for the Iowa football team. These tickets are going fast for the 2022 season. We previously told you that Michigan and Iowa State games have sold out both at Kinnick Stadium. The November battle with the Wisconsin Badgers could decide the Big Ten West. That's at Kinnick this year. That was announced as a sellout yesterday. Then earlier today, about an hour or so ago, the Hawkeye football program announcing that the nighttime game September 17th against Nevada at Kinnick Stadium is also sold out. So now four games on the schedule sold out for the Iowa football team, leaving just three games left with tickets available: South Dakota State, Northwestern, and Nebraska. And just reading through some of the folks who tabulated how many tickets are left, South Dakota State has the most with 2,500 left as of earlier this afternoon, around 500 or so for Northwestern, and then around 1,100 for the Nebraska game on Black Friday. So those tickets are getting snapped up pretty fast. We told you yesterday that the university sold all of their online passes. I think it's called the Fight for Iowa Pass or something like that. Student allotment sold out too, and within moments of the single game purchases, individual tickets, non-season ticket purchases going out for sale yesterday, that Wisconsin game was announced as a sellout. So favorable home schedule, some big interest opponents coming in, some rivalry opponents coming in. Iowa State back at Kinnick for the first time since pre-pandemic. Michigan, of course, going to draw a big crowd, and Nebraska back at Kinnick here too. No surprise that those tickets are going fast, but they are going very fast. So pro tip, if you want to attend a game in person, you don't have season tickets, you might want to get on that. Just three games remaining in the realm of being able to buy tickets by yourself, at least directly for some of those games, on having to look on the secondary market. But that news coming out earlier today. Elsewhere in the world of college football, mentioned the SEC media poll covering the SEC, the big dogs down in the South there. And, defending national champ Georgia, not the prediction to win the SEC championship. You might have heard SportsCenter a few moments ago. Alabama predicted to win the 2022 SEC championship. That's according to the preseason media poll. Alabama getting 158 votes to be crowned SEC champion in Atlanta at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on December 3rd. Georgia was second with 18. So a lot of people thinking, at least in the media side of things, that Georgia's run as the champion, of course, national champion, losing the SEC championship game to Alabama last year. But I think Bama is going to continue that reign, regardless of how good Georgia is, and regardless of what Georgia is defending. 158-18, the Alabama Crimson Tide projected to be crowned the SEC champion on December 3rd. The Bulldogs picked to win the SEC East, getting over 1,200 points, 172 first place votes. Kentucky picked second with 932 points. Tennessee, in the news for a different reason, we'll get to that in just a moment, was picked third. No surprise, Alabama picked to win the SEC West, followed by Texas A&M and Arkansas. Alabama receiving 177, all but four first-place votes in the SEC West. Texas A&M did get three first-place votes. Arkansas did get one first-place vote in the West. In the East, I mentioned Georgia got 172 first-place votes, Kentucky four, Tennessee one, South Carolina got three, and Vanderbilt. Yes, my friends, Vanderbilt got a first-place vote in the SEC East. The Vanderbilt Commodores got a first-place vote. They also got an SEC champion vote. Have we figured out, was it you on the text line out there? No, probably wasn't you on the text line. You don't have an SEC vote, at least as far as I'm aware, unless there's an SEC media member that listens to the show. Not entirely sure. But Vanderbilt did get a first-place vote in the SEC East and to win the SEC championship. Don't think that's going to happen. Just putting it out there. Bold assumption by me. Don't believe that Vanderbilt is going to be winning the SEC East or the SEC title this year. If it does, I think we have another, remember the 2007 college football season? How just absolutely insane that season was? Yeah. If that happens, I think we got another 2007 on our hands. But I won't hold my breath. Their head coach, we talked about that earlier in the week, Clark Lee, said they are preparing to be the best team in college football at Vanderbilt. Admire the confidence. He's paid to say that. He's paid to have confidence in his team, in his school. Are they going to go from worst to first in 1 year? Doubtful. Doubtful. The other story from SEC Media Days, didn't get too much time to talk about this. Of course, everything's now wrapped up down in Atlanta. But Nick Saban versus Jimbo Fisher, months after we had the war of words, Nick Saban accusing A&M of buying every single one of their players, Jimbo Fisher saying he's got skeletons in the closet, meaning Nick Saban has skeletons in the closet. Jimbo Fisher burying the hatchet in front of the reporters yesterday. He says he has great respect for Nick and his program and anything he's ever done. Everything he's ever done, I should say. Earlier in the week, Saban also defusing the situation, telling reporters he has no issue with Jimbo Fisher. And at least for now, burying the hatchet, but they will play each other. A&M and Alabama, of course, will play each other this year. And I'm sure we will have maybe a rekindling of that. Maybe not to the same fervor as we had with this, but it'll be there. There'll be passion. I think the players are more eager to get things going here for the 2022 season between Alabama and Texas A&M. Have to see how things play out there, but both coaches, Nick Saban, Jimbo Fisher, burying the hatchet this week at SEC Media Days. 216 coming up on 217. Got a little bit more college football to get to. I'll get to the story. I mentioned it was involving an SEC team. I believe I said Tennessee. If you were guessing, that is who I'm referring to. And they have been exposed, I guess the word you could say, for impermissible benefits. This is according to a notice of allegations from the NCAA, Sports Illustrated putting it out. We'll get to some of that. Ross Dellinger from Sports Illustrated going through the 51-page document and pointing out some of the most interesting allegations from that. We'll get to that coming up. Also, latest when it comes to futures on the betting market for college football. We'll talk about that coming up in just a few moments as well. One team that might be kind of a surprise to be at the top of some markets here for the futures of college football for the 2022 season. We'll get to that coming up in just a few moments. That's after this break. ESPN Radio Extra Point and more. It's Spencer at Sports for a Friday on the Gym.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. We'll have some more sunshine this afternoon and temperatures will be climbing into the mid to upper 80s. It is going to be rather humid. We'll have the chance for an isolated storm or two this afternoon with the higher chances tonight, mainly after 10 p.m. Storms will be capable of heavy rainfall as well as hail. Storms will wind down tomorrow morning. We'll have a very hot, very humid day with heat index values likely in the triple digits. Storms then enter the picture late Saturday evening. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
And ESPN Radio Extra Point with Ian Fitzsimmons.
I think San Fran's best option, even though it's a hefty price tag, is to keep Jimmy Garoppolo on that team because you have an unproven commodity right now in Trey Lance. Unless Trey is absolutely crushing it behind the scenes and practice that we don't see and film sessions that we don't see, then I truly get it, right?
Right.
But you because of the surgery that Jimmy had to have in the offseason, you haven't been able to move him. So now you're telling him, go and find life elsewhere. If you can't find it,
right?
He and his agent, it's the same partners you're trying to dance with.
Right.
So, Q, I still believe the best spot for Jimmy is right there in San Fran. Whether he has to take a pay cut, right, and have incentives to earn it all back, whatever it may be. I still truly believe that that's the best place for Jimmy and San Francisco.
At a cooperative like DePaco Credit Union, you're not just a member, you're also an owner. And that means your active participation not only powers the credit union, but promotes financial well-being through education, better rates, fewer fees, and thank yous. A special member benefit that thanks you with extra cash dividends just for using your credit union. Together since 2016, DePaco members have shared more than $20.5 million in thank yous. Find out what you're earning and how you can earn even more by saving, borrowing, investing, and insuring with DePaco. Not a member? Get the details and learn how to earn at DePaco.com/thank yous. Requires credit union membership and thank yous program eligibility. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Missing football? Come see a special exhibit honoring the life and achievements of Papa Bear George Halas at the National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library. This renowned player, coach, and owner of the Chicago Bears and co-founder of the NFL was a first-generation Czech American. Follow the story of his life through this exhibit, featuring artifacts and photos from the NFL Hall of Fame and the Chicago Bears. Experience gridiron champs George Halas and the Chicago Bears now at the National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library.
Okay, I get it. Sometimes you need a quick lunch, or you want to grab your family a meal on the way home, or you're just hungry and you need something quick. You can get Raising Cane's even faster now. Skip the line and order online. Do it at order.raisingcane's.com. You're going to get everything from their hand-battered, cook-to-order chicken fingers to all their amazing sides, like fresh coleslaw, crispy crinkle-cut fries, even add on their secret recipe cane sauce, and it'll be ready for you when you arrive. Put in your order now at order.raisingcane's.com and pick up at Raising Cane's in Coralville, off I-80 and Coral Ridge Avenue. One love.
Okay, Max is out with his friends. He's had a few drinks, and now he's ready to go home. Does he A, risk getting pulled over and hurting himself and someone else by getting behind the wheel? Or B, get someone to drive him? Let's watch. It looks like Max is taking out his phone. He's finding his rideshare app. He's getting a ride. Way to go, Max. Way to go. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
I got 222 with Spencer at Sports for a Friday. 222 on 7-22-2022. I did not plan that. I feel like there's going to be some weird hole in the space-time continuum now for the next 20 seconds until it changes to 223. 319-366-1600. Gym class coming up between 3 and 4. I would say Todd and Alex, but it's actually me and Alex, so you get to hang out with me, and Alex Kuhn will join us between 4 and 6 today. We'll continue the countdown to kickoff. Today, going to talk some Illinois football with Jeremy Werner from 24/7 Sports. It'll be coming up today between 4 and 6 today, right here on KGYM, 319-366-1600. Before we dive back into the sports world, saw the CBS News reporting. This is, okay, I know this is not a news show, but don't worry, this is a headline that I'm sure will make a lot of us happy. Okay, it's nothing to do with any hearings or politics or polls, anything like that. The FCC apparently has ordered carriers to stop letting scammers use their cell phone or phone networks, telecom networks, for auto warranty scams. So if you're tired of those people calling you about your car's extended warranty, apparently the FCC is at least trying. Got to give them some credit. They're at least trying to put a stop to them. They said their carriers, the phone carriers, need to stop letting scammers use it to call about robocalls about car warranties. So some good news. There is some good happening in our country. Hopefully it's not just another toothless effort to get this stuff to stop, because how many calls do you get on average about your car's extended warranty? Yeah, it's ridiculous. I haven't gotten one in a while. Now that I say that, I'll knock on wood. I'm sure my phone will start ringing off the hook here for the next 35 minutes of our show. with people calling about my car's extended warranty. But some good news there. That just a little aside. Back to sports. For all you stick to sports people, we are now going back to the sports world. But figured I'd pass that along for the good of the listening audience here this afternoon. A little bit more college football to get to today before we go to the world of baseball coming up here in just a bit. A lot of baseball to talk about as the second half gets underway. I saw this. Sports Illustrated putting out that some info about the University of Tennessee. Former Tennessee football coach Jeremy Pruitt, along with his wife and several members of his football staff, apparently provided about $60,000 of impermissible benefits and recruiting inducements to more than two dozen recruits and their families over a three-year period. That's according to Sports Illustrated, who received a copy of this notice of allegations from the NCAA. They got it through a public records request. The 51-page document was sent to the school earlier today. It outlines 18 separate allegations of essentially recruiting misconduct from former Tennessee coach Jeremy Pruitt and his staff, starting as early as September 2018 and extending through the recruiting dead period that was in place because of the COVID-19 pandemic. And Sports Illustrated reports that all the allegations are level one, which is considered the most egregious on the NCAA infractions scale. Pruitt and his staff apparently hosted at least six prospects and their families on nine unofficial visits during the year-long dead period and gave them things like hotel rooms, meals, transportation, household goods, and even furniture that had totaled about $12,000. Pruitt himself charged with having made cash payments of $3,000 and $6,000 to two prospects' mothers. The first used to assist in medical bills, the other for a down payment on a vehicle. In all, Pruitt and seven staff members charged with having committed violations, all of them were fired in January of 2021 after an investigation uncovered the wrongdoing. The ninth person charged with violations was actually Coach Jeremy Pruitt's wife, Casey. She allegedly made payments of at least $2,000 to recruits and their families. Despite the level one violations, 18 of them, the university, according to Sports Illustrated, not hit with the dreaded lack of institutional control, largely because Tennessee said, hey, we discovered this and we're complying with you. That's according to the NCAA. Ross Dellinger, I mentioned from Sports Illustrated, and if you were listening from the top of the show, I made a quip, who of us has not spent a ton of money at a fast food joint all in one sitting? I can't name the fast food restaurant, but Ross Dellinger from Sports Illustrated putting out on his Twitter account some of the more interesting allegations in the notice of allegations for Tennessee. There's one involving a nail salon, assuming that was for siblings or parents of potential recruits. There was over $200 at a fast food restaurant spent on a quote-unquote recruiting visit. Also, here's one. And if you've been to, you know, the Smoky Mountains, there's cool tourist stuff. There's things you could see. There's, you know, train rides, and you can tour the Smoky Mountains, all that stuff. Apparently, there was a recruiting trip, quote-unquote, to Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. If you come to the University of Tennessee and play football with us, we'll take you to Ripley's Believe It or Not in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. That's according to Ross Dellinger from Sports Illustrated, going through some of the more interesting notices of allegations to the University of Tennessee. Again, 51 pages. And 18 level one violations put out against the University of Tennessee and their former football coach, Jerry Pruitt. We continue to follow that story, too. But like I said, Tennessee is cooperating. No lack of institutional control levied against them. But that's the NCAA saying that there's, you know, still wrongdoing being done, but at least Tennessee alerted us to it. That was their message in that, but still not not a good look for the University of Tennessee with that. One other story I wanted to get to from college football. I've been hanging on to this one. When you look at the season that is coming up here, of course, when you look at things from a betting perspective, who's going to win the national championship? There are three teams that, at least when you look at Vegas Insider and their breakdown of some of the college football futures, that have the best odds to win the national championship. Alabama, I was looking at it now, Vegas Insider shows them at plus 190, Ohio State at plus 375, and then Georgia, the defending champ, the third best odds at plus 400. But there's an interesting team. One Las Vegas sportsbook says one team in particular has had more money bet than even Alabama and Ohio State, and that is USC. That's the sport superbook at Westgate Las Vegas. And Ed Sammons, the veteran odds maker, according to ESPN.com, says more money has been bet on USC there to win the college football playoff than any other team. Ed Sammons quoted as saying they are, quote, America's team, end quote, and they are our biggest loser in the futures book. USC's national title odds at the Superbook have improved from 40-1 to 25-1. Again, this is at the Superbook in Las Vegas, giving the Trojans the sixth best championship odds, coming off a 4-8 year, but so many changes with Lincoln Riley coming in, Caleb Williams coming in, Jordan Addison transferring in, top receiver from Pittsburgh. Some people might be on USC, at least at one sports book in Las Vegas. Again, Vegas Insider, their latest info about national championship odds: Alabama, Ohio State, and Georgia, the three best odds, followed by Clemson and then USC with those odds here for 2022. USC and Texas A&M both with the same odds at plus 2,500 for the 2022 season, according to Vegas Insider. So some interesting stuff there. Still a ways away from the start of college football, but we are, what, 36 days? If my countdown is correct, 36 days from week zero action, getting rapidly excited for Vanderbilt and Hawaii. SEC champion, possibly Vanderbilt, kicking off their championship year at Hawaii on August 27th with week zero. Anything can happen. Anything can happen. 232 here at Spencer on Sports. On to baseball. We'll get back to our poll question. Take a look at what's going on in the world of baseball coming up. That's in a couple minutes right here on KGYM.
Is there any more satisfying feeling than letting an elevator door close on somebody? I did it at the hotel earlier. I got such a warm rush through my body. It felt like the inside of my body hugged the outside of my body, you know? And then you see it close and you're like, sometimes a second later it opens and you're like,
From Netflix, comedian Tom Segura brings I'm Coming Everywhere World Tour to McGrath Amphitheater July 26th. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Drunk driving is one of America's most often committed and deadliest crimes. Each year, nearly 10,000 people die on the road due to drunk driving. In order to stop this deadly epidemic, cops are cracking down. Police officers are aggressively looking for drunk drivers and will arrest anyone caught driving drunk. They'll see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
Getting the most for your money can help you relax. With power checking from Midwest One Bank, you may earn higher interest and ATM fee refunds by simply receiving electronic statements, making at least 15 debit card purchases that post and clear, and making at least one direct deposit, automatic debit from a third party, or bill pay transaction post and clear each qualification cycle. See MidwestOne.bank for details. Enjoy simply better banking from Midwest One Bank. Member FDIC.
We need to hire for another position. No problem. It's not like I'm already trying to juggle five job sites, screen candidates, schedule interviews, and, you know, do my job.
You've had it, and we get it. JobFunnel simplifies your search. Fill out info once, and we post it to all the big job sites. JobFunnel makes it easy to prioritize applicants, keep track of things, even send bulk email responses, all from one streamlined hub. Go to KZIA.com and click on JobFunnel to get started. Breathe. JobFunnel's on it.
Back at 2:34 with Spencer on Sports for Friday, 319-366-1600. Gym class coming up between 3 and 4. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn minus Todd plus yours truly coming up today between 4 and 6. Not only do we have the countdown to kickoff, previewing the Illinois Fighting Illini today at 4:30 on the show. Final chance to win tickets to see Tom Segura at the McGrath Amphitheater this coming Tuesday, July 26th, for many of his Netflix specials, and he's bringing his Coming Everywhere tour to the McGrath Amphitheater. If you want tickets, want your final shot at tickets, be listening sometime between 4 and 6 today. Another round of Gene Segura trivia, tying it into former Cedar Rapids Colonel Gene Segura. See what question I come up with. I've been given the task of coming up with a question for today's trivia. See what I can come up with. I have something in mind. We'll see how it goes. But be listening between 4 and 6 for your chance to win those tickets right here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. Quick look at the baseball scoreboard before we dive into a little bit more about our poll question. It has to do with Juan Soto and where he might end up landing as the trade deadline gets closer. Scoreboard from yesterday, a light one. I mentioned the Dodgers taking on the San Francisco Giants last night. 9-6, Dodgers getting the win. Rivalry series starting up there. Trace Thompson, a game-tying single in the eighth. Mookie Betts, a go-ahead three-run homer to give the Dodgers the 9-6 win. Houston sweeping the Yankees yesterday, winning game one 3-2. And winning game two, 7-5. The Yankees, and I saw on SportsCenter this morning, ESPN questioning Aaron Boone, the Yankees manager, about their struggles against Houston. The season series with the Astros this year, the Yankees, for how good they've been, just 2-5 versus Houston this season, getting swept what I believe was the final two games of the season against the Houston Astros for the Yankees. Of course, might see them again in the postseason. But Houston winning 3-2 and 7-5. Yordan Alvarez continuing his fantastic season in game two, 2-for-4 with a double, a home run. He drove in three. Aaron Judge, talk about MVP candidates. Aaron Judge, three-run home run in the ninth, 34th home run on the season for Aaron Judge. Not enough, though, for the Yanks last night as they lose 7-5 in game two. Detroit and Oakland split a doubleheader. Tigers took game one, 7-2. Oakland won game two, 5-0. And then one lone interleague contest last night. It was actually yesterday afternoon, Texas beating Miami 8-0. Second half of the season starting for everybody else of local interest. Cincinnati is hosting St. Louis tonight at 5:40. Adam Wainwright going against Graham Ashcraft there. The Cubs taking on the Phillies at 6:05. I believe that's an Apple TV game, the Cubs and Phillies tonight at 6:05. So if you do not have the Apple TV, I believe it's at least I think it's free. I was able to watch the Brewer game a week or two ago for free with no issue on Apple TV Plus. So hopefully for Cub fans, you were able to do that. But it's on Apple TV Plus for the Cubs and the Phillies tonight at 6:05. Justin Steele, the scheduled starter against Kyle Gibson there. I also believe the White Sox are an Apple TV game tonight, too, at 7:10. White Sox taking on Cleveland, an important divisional series there in the AL Central. Cal Quantrill taking on Lucas Giolito at 7:10. Brewers opening a three-game set against Colorado up in Milwaukee. And then the Royals back at it tonight, back to full strength. They're missing 10 players in Toronto. They are home to host the Tampa Bay Rays. So the Wander Franco-less Tampa Bay Rays, 7:10 tonight, the start time there in Kansas City. Other series around baseball, Miami at Pittsburgh. The Yankees are in Baltimore. The Mets hosting the Padres. That's our featured MLB series, courtesy of ESPN Radio this weekend here on KGYM. 6:10 start tonight for game one of that series. Toronto and Boston. The Angels are in Atlanta taking on the Braves. Texas at Oakland. Washington is at Arizona. Seattle hosting Houston. Important series there in the American League West. Seattle putting their 14-game win streak on the line tonight as they take on Houston, division-leading Houston at 9:10, and then the Dodgers and the Giants again tonight from L.A. In minor league action, the Cedar Rapids Colonels back at it tonight. Colonels playing a three-game set against Peoria, 6:35 for game one. out of Veterans Memorial Stadium here in Cedar Rapids. Midwest League action looks like this. South Bend hosting Quad Cities. Battle for Wisconsin up in Appleton tonight as the T-Rats host the Skycarp. Lots of Skycarp in and around the Appleton area, no matter where you go in Wisconsin, not just licensed or not just isolated to Beloit. Lansing hosting Lake County, Great Lakes hosting West Michigan. And Dayton, who's taken a tumble since their great first half of the season, Dayton is hosting Fort Wayne tonight in the Major League Baseball world. We'll take another 60-second break, and we'll come back and dive into some other baseball stories, including our poll question. It has to do with Juan Soto. We'll get your thoughts on that and more from the baseball world coming up. It's right here, Spencer at Sports on KGYM.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code ESPN for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's code ESPN. Use code ESPN for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill up. Cashback's not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Right, we're back at 2:41 with Spencer on Sports. Thanks for joining us here on a Friday. Appreciate it every weekday. Kicking off local programming. 2 until 3. Gym class coming up. Todd Brummel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn between 4 and 6. Local programming every day. 2 until 6. 4 hours of local talk with you every weekday right here on KGYM. Remind you of our poll question at KGYMradio.com. Which team will land the services of Nationals outfielder Juan Soto? Mentioned Bob Nightingale from USA Today coming out with the seven teams that have essentially jumped to the forefront and said to the Nationals, we are interested in bringing in Juan Soto. There can only be one. You can't like split them between like four teams. That's not how this works. So we gave you some choices at KGYMradio.com. Some of the bigger name teams that might be interested in Juan Soto. What team do you think is going to land his services? Is it going to be the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Mets, the St. Louis Cardinals, who have emerged as a player for Juan Soto, or is it going to be someone else? We gave you the option for other. The early leader in the clubhouse right now at KGYMradio.com is the Yankees. No surprise, the Yankees obviously have a lot of resources that they can give up for Juan Soto. They have the money to give to him too. But is it going to be someone that might not be one of those big spending teams that could compensate, that A, compensate him financially and compensate the Nationals in return with a trade package? And this is something I brought up earlier in the week. In fact, it was Monday when we first talked about this story that Juan Soto turned down the 15 years, $440 million to stay with the Nationals. That report came out this past weekend. There was that whole story where the Nationals then did not, you know, charter a plane for him to the All-Star festivities because of this, and a show of pettiness. But the point I made is, okay, yes, Juan Soto is a fantastic talent. Helped the Nationals win a World Series in 2019. He's an All-Star, Home Run Derby champion. He's worth it. Everyone's interested from top to bottom, from the best to the worst team. But is it worth it for a team to give up as much as that's probably required for acquiring Juan Soto to just go all in now and then leave you in kind of a bad spot down the road? And I mentioned, I read an article, kind of a hypothetical scenario. And again, forgive me as speaking as a fan of the Milwaukee Brewers. This is just a guess, a projection as to what it might cost one team for Juan Soto. This is speaking from the Milwaukee Brewers' perspective. This is what one writer believes it would cost a contender, a NL Central contender, to acquire Juan Soto. This is the list. Jackson Churio, Joey Weimer, and Sal Frelick, all outfielders. Those are your top three prospects. Ethan Small, your best pitching prospect. Bryce Turang, your top shortstop prospect. And Aaron Ashby, who's made his major league debut, plus a couple draft picks. Now, take out the names. Take out the fact that I'm speaking specifically about my personal favorite team. If you had the ability to say your favorite team has to give up your top three prospects, your top pitching prospect, your top shortstop prospect, and another key young pitcher in your organization, plus a couple draft picks, for one player, Juan Soto, and it's not guaranteed he signs with your team, would you do it? That is the question facing a lot of teams out there, and teams that are in this win-now mode, it might make sense in the short term, and that's perfectly fine. You know, I think we all have that want for our team to win that championship, right? You know, you're in contention, you're in the division lead right now, you want to win. Nearly, like, hey, you know, winning the World Series, getting that championship ring is better than not winning it, falling short because you didn't have a key piece. But looking long term, giving up that many prospects for one guy, especially if you're a smaller market team, is it worth it in the end? And that's the conversation. Love to hear from you in the Talker text line at 319-366-1600. You could vote in our poll question as well. I mentioned Bob Nightingale from the USA Today. This is the seven teams. You mentioned there are seven teams that essentially have jumped to the forefront in the sweepstakes for Juan Soto. Here are the seven, and the seven do include the poll question options that we had from earlier today that I mentioned a few moments ago. But here are the seven teams, according to the intel shared with Bob Nightingale. The Seattle Mariners, I mentioned them, putting that 14-game win streak on the line. They haven't been to the postseason in 21 years. You talk about a team facing some pressure to win now. It's the Seattle Mariners. And they've gotten themselves back into the conversation in the wild card, but making the push to make the playoffs, break that long streak, you could see them being a player. So Seattle is one of them. San Diego is another one of them, according to Nightingale. The San Francisco Giants, another team in the National League West, along with the Los Angeles Dodgers, who are an option on our poll question. No surprise, the Dodgers are not shy about making moves that can bolster their chances at success. No surprise there. I mentioned the Yankees. No surprise that the Yankees are in the mix. The Mets are in the mix as well. It's two New York teams, two big market teams. The other team that is out there, and if there are any Cardinal fans listening, would love to hear from you at 319-366-1600. The St. Louis Cardinals in the mix. They're in that race with Milwaukee. Milwaukee's still the slim lead in the division. It's been kind of a back and forth. You know, the Brewers have a lead of, you know, 3, 4, 5 games. Then they hit a skid. The Cardinals surge up. It's been this kind of back and forth. If you're looking to take the division by the horns and rein it in and claim it for your own, you can see why they'd be interested. So is it worth it to the Cardinals to take a flyer on Juan Soto with no guarantee that he stays there by the time his current contract is up? Those are the teams. Those are the seven teams. Again, Seattle, St. Louis, both New York teams, the Yankees and the Mets, San Diego, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. The seven teams, per Bob Nightingale, that are interested, at least have jumped to the forefront of the Juan Soto sweepstakes. Nationals certainly don't have to trade him. They could make him a counteroffer, could continue to work toward making an offer toward him. But it's going to be interesting how this plays out. I would say one of the bigger market teams probably is the in on him. But, you know, it's there. Stranger things have happened. And as a fan of the Milwaukee Brewers, I would say, please, ABC, anybody but the Cardinals. That is my humble opinion. I will go with the Yankees as my official prediction as to where I think Juan Soto will land. 319-366-1600. Do I out? Who just texted in on the text line? Certain person from KGYM who's on vacation today. 319-366-1600. Valid point, though. Only making that deal if I know he's signing long term. Valid point. Do you give up the farm if you know he is not signing long term? I think the answer is no. You give up, and again, I listed off some key Brewers prospects. Speaking from a Brewers fan perspective, that one, at least in the opinion of one writer out there, reviewingthebrew.com, a Brewers blog on FanSided, thinks would need to be given up for Juan Soto's services. Now, you look at any of these teams, St. Louis, you're giving up Nolan Gorman, Jordan Walker, number of other top players in your system for Juan Soto, knowing there's a chance he does not stick around in St. Louis. Yankees and Dodgers, I feel like they are, you know, okay. I mean, we're the Yankees and Dodgers. We can do what we want with our prospects and our cash and stuff like that. But some of these teams, it's going to have to take a long, hard look, especially Mariners, Padres, suggestions that the Padres would have to give up C.J. Abrams, maybe Mackenzie Gore, Robert Hassel, guy who I believe is in Fort Wayne. Would you want to give up those key guys, knowing there's a possibility that Juan Soto does not sign long-term with your club? That's the question at hand. 319-366-1600. A couple more baseball headlines to get to. One of the key names, before we take our final break here, one of the key names in the trade deadline here this year for 2022, Josh Bell, formerly of the Pittsburgh Pirates, now of the Washington Nationals. He is among the likeliest trade candidates on the market. Astros, the Houston Astros, are among the teams apparently interested, according to SNY's Andy Martino. And Josh Bell, one of the names you could be hearing moved at the deadline. Another piece of the negotiations for the Nationals as well, and this ties into another former Cedar Rapids Colonel, not talking about Gene Segura, but Jim Bowden of The Athletic reporting the Nationals want to combine Juan Soto with Patrick Corbin in trades, former Colonel Patrick Corbin, in order to get Corbin's contract off their books. The Nationals open to moving Corbin and getting out from under his contract. It's unclear, though, according to Jim Bowden, again from The Athletic, how important it is to the team. Corbin was signed to a six-year, $140 million contract prior to 2019. Had a fantastic first year, helping them win the World Series, but things have gone downhill since. ERA up to 5.87 this year. It was 5.82 last year, 4.66 in 2020, although 2020 is one of those years, like, stats were weird and bad for everybody because of how baseball was played, how baseball was altered, 60-game season. So it's tough to count the 2020 stats, but troubling trend upward in ERA for Patrick Corbin. It sounds like he might be part of a deal as well in the whole Juan Soto puzzle that is unfolding in front of us here. We're coming up on 2:54. Take a quick time out, and we will get you what's on tap for the rest of our local programming that's coming up in 60 seconds here on the gym.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount, at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's. Reese's.
Reese's.
Reese's.
Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
2:55 here at KGYM, Spencer on Sports. We're wrapping up for a Friday afternoon. I'll be back with you again from 4 until 6 today, filling in for Todd Brommelkamp with Alex Kuhn today. So I'll take an hour off. I'll let Scott Unash and Mark Dukes come in here and chat with you about the biggest sports stories of the day. That'll be coming up between 3 and 4 on the Gym Class here on KGYM. Number of topics today, including a Friday topic. What are the biggest issues in sports today? That's the Friday topic. Also previewing the Zach Johnson Foundation Tournament, Foundation Golf Tournament today as well with Scott and Mark. It's coming up between 3 and 4. I mentioned with Alex today, we'll be continuing the countdown to kickoff. Jeremy Werner of 24/7 Sports going to preview the Illinois Fighting Illini. Good preview of the Wisconsin Badgers yesterday with John McNamara from Rivals.com. How's Illinois going to fare in year two under Brett Bielema in Champaign? We'll ask that question to Jeremy Werner coming up today at 4:30. Plus, we'll talk about a number of different topics. Baseball, we'll continue the conversation about Juan Soto and start of the second half of the baseball season. Love to hear from you today between 4 and 6, and I'll be with Alex today in for Todd here this afternoon. Poll question at KGYMRadio.com. Again, has to do with Juan Soto. Which team going to land the services of Nationals outfielder Juan Soto? The Dodgers, the Yankees, the Mets, the Cardinals, or other? Those are your options. You can vote right now at KGYMRadio.com. The Gym Class is coming up. Spencer on Sports back Monday at 2. I'll be back for the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn at 4. Have a great rest of the afternoon.
MVP's bonus.